to another episode of the God Guys Daily Devotional Podcast. Today we're looking at Colossians 1:19-20, a profound verse that speaks to the core of our Christian faith. It says this: "For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." In this verse, the Apostle Paul, while confined in a prison in Rome, writes about the fullness of God dwelling in Christ. Pause and consider that for a moment. The entirety of God, in all his majesty and glory, was pleased to live in Christ. This means Christ is the full embodiment of God, a concept that's both awe-inspiring and humbling. Paul then speaks of reconciliation. Through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, God reconciled everything to himself. He mended the fractured relationship between God and humanity, a relationship that was damaged by sin. This act of reconciliation isn't limited. It covers everything in heaven and on earth. Now, let's consider what this means for you and I. Through Christ, we are drawn back into a relationship with God. The barriers of sin that once separated us have been torn down by Christ's sacrifice. Every day, we are invited to live in the peace that this reconciliation brings. So, how do we apply this to our life? First, let's remember the magnitude of God's love for us, as demonstrated through Christ's sacrifice. This love isn't abstract or theoretical, but it's personal and transformative. Let's carry this love with us and let it guide our actions and interactions. Secondly, let's strive for peace and reconciliation in our own lives. Just as Christ reconciled us with God, we too are called to be peacemakers. Are there relationships in your life that need mending? Are there situations where you can bring peace? Reflect on these questions as you go about your week. Thank you for joining us today. Let's remember the fullness of God in Christ and the peace brought about by his sacrifice. Let's strive to live out this reconciliation in our daily lives. Until tomorrow, God bless you.